Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on TalkZone, and there is still time for you to call in at 888-GO-FORWARD. If you're celebrating something, if you're going through a transition, and you want to make it more special, or you want to get through it, there are rituals that you can do, whether it's a flower, whether it's setting the table in a certain way, whether it's buying a fragrance. There are rituals, and we have the ritual expert on today. My guest today is Barbara Bijou, who is the author of The Joy of Ritual and The Joy of Family Rituals. She is an internationally acclaimed teacher of practical spirituality. She also has been a national TV and radio guest and is president of Blue Lotus Productions, which specializes in wellness and personal growth. And she has this wonderful book that we're talking about today, The Joy of Ritual, Spiritual Recipes to Celebrate Milestones, Ease Transitions, and Make Every Day Sacred. Her other book, The Joy of Family Rituals, is also wonderful. Welcome back, Barbara.
Thank you.
Let's talk about family rituals, particularly as parents with our children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, first of all, children love rituals. And a lot of times people say, oh, you know, can you help me with my kids? I do a lot of rituals with families and children. Children are great at creating rituals. They love rituals. And what parents need to understand is that rituals are anchors for kids. So that that's why a kid will eat the same sandwich for 2 years or want the same story before they go to bed. That's their way of feeling safe and feeling connected. So it's important to include your children when you're doing, you know, rituals, whether they're seasonal or birthday, or let them make up their own rituals. One family told me that they created they're not American and they're from Sweden. So on Thanksgiving, they let their kids create a new ritual, and the kids created, kind of eat whatever we want today. So on Thanksgiving every year, the kids, you know, can have chocolate cake for breakfast or whatever it is. It's their one day just to go out of the box. Other people like to celebrate seasonal rituals with their children, or one ritual that I love to do with kids helps them a lot. It's called a fear box. That you take just a tissue box, you know, a regular box, cover it up, and before they go to bed, the kids put all their fears into the box. So if they're little, they could just draw a picture of it. If they're older, they can write down words. They put it in, and then before they go to bed, they take it outside and dump it like you dump the trash. And actually, it's not a bad ritual for adults either. So what that does is, and kids take things very literally. So to kids, that is over. That's done. You know, and there are rituals that will really bond and connect you, whether it be, you know, all the kids going outside. A family that I know every season goes outside when they find the perfect winter day or summer or spring day, and they celebrate it. The little kids might write a poem or dance. They'll eat special foods that represent the season. They'll talk about stories about it, what they like about it. So it brings the family together and gives them a sense of new traditions, which we don't always have.
Well, I also think the part about children writing about their fears makes their fears okay. Mm-hmm. We're not hiding them in the closet.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, something else is if your kid, like the first day of school or something, you know, you can help your child create a power T-shirt or, you know, a courage badge or something, and take it with them to school. So if they're feeling a little scared, they'll have it with them, and they help do it because they made it. So, again, that empowers them to know they can do these things themselves. Mm-hmm. Family dinners, right, by the way, are also incredible, very, very important. Research has shown that families that eat dinner together once a week are much healthier and happier. So to make that a tradition and to let the kids be in charge. So maybe if you have two kids, you know, once a month, they're in charge of the dinner. And even if they're doing peanut butter and jelly, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that they're doing it. They're help decorating it. They're creating it. They're participating. And when you participate in any kind of ritual or ceremony, then you're part of it. You're empowered, and you're taking your power as opposed to just being, you know, someone who's on the buy side and watching.
Talk about travel and stress and rituals for travel. also with families. It's a little more challenging when you're traveling with children. You're getting everybody together. Rituals around travel.
Okay. Rituals around travel. First thing is you want to have your travel kit with you. So make it your ritual kit that you take with you that, you know, relaxes you, calms you down. It could be now that we have all of these rules traveling, just say it's in a car, which would be different than flying. But you have like your little kit that you take with you of the things that make you really connected and calm. Again, I always travel with a little aromatherapy, which calms me down. Maybe you have a special song in your iPad that's your travel song. A lot of families okay. have that, you know, a song they sing in the car. So you want to create your own special ritual kit that you take with you. And again, that's something that you keep, you know, in a certain place. And you take out when you travel. You don't use it in other times as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's very special.
So have a travel kit. All right, let's talk about, as we go to close, let's talk about birthdays. I have one coming up. So let's talk about birthdays.
So congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
It's very important to celebrate your birthday. Your birthday is the most powerful time of the year to set intention for the year. So a birthday ritual that is very important that you need to do is visualize your year. What do you want for that year? What do you want to let go of? Some cultures actually cut a piece of your hair off to represent that you're letting go, or possibly for a big birthday, you might even want to give away certain clothes, or I once did a ritual where we literally burned somebody's jacket because it represented the old that they didn't want to bring into the new. Set intention for the year and do something different that you haven't done ever before. And it doesn't matter if it's just eating a new food that you never tried, or, you know, as extreme as, you know, bungee jumping or doing a belly dance class, whatever. Do something new. That's very important on your birthday. And to set.
Why is that? Why is it to do something new?
Because it tells you, again, what that's saying is that you are honoring this amazing journey that you're on, and that you're going to constantly learn and grow and move forward. And it's not like, oh my God, I'm 30 or 40 or 50, whatever. It's like you're constantly learning and growing, and it just adds that extra energy to your life and gives you motivation to move forward in a new way that will make you young at 100.
So set your intention for the year, let go of what you don't want, do something different.
Yeah, and if your parents are alive, I like to send my mother a present because it was because of, you know, giving birth. So I call up my mother. My son actually wants to, always does that to me. On his birthday, he calls to thank me and sends me a card.
Well, my mother just passed, so I can't do that.
Sorry.
But I can certainly thank her in another way.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah, or thank my father.
Yes, yes. So.
All right, closing thoughts. If people get one thing about rituals, doing rituals in their life, what would you like to leave our listeners with today, Barbara?
That rituals are very simple to do. Don't worry about doing it right. Jump in and just let your imagination soar and have your intention be that you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it for the community and you're doing it for the planet, and that always to think that, you know, you always have an opportunity to do a ritual as long as it comes from your heart.
Thank you so much for being on the program, Barbara.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And stay on the line. And I want to tell folks that you can contact Barbara at joyofritual.com, joyofritual.com. Remember, folks, each week we have programs that will help you turn your problems into solutions and your obstacles into opportunities and make your dreams come true. And that's really what this show is all about. Until next time, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams happen. I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Have a great Monday and a great week.